A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Lamed Gimel, Yuma 33A, pagination page 65. Want to make one observation from yesterday's daf. So a quick comment on Lamed Beis, Ahmed Aleph 32A, pagination 63. Just to get us into the mood of some of the dynamics of today's daf. You'll remember that yesterday we discussed the five immersing in the mikvah times that the Kohen Gadol had to do as he switched from the big day Zahav to the big day Lavan and back again. The golden garments, the full eight, versus the Yom Kippur four. So at the very end of that list, counting up from the bottom, probably about 22 lines. How do you like my estimates? You'll catch me later. At the end of the Gemara over there, it's Ho'arbayim is the first word on the line. So the question over there was, what did the Kohen Gadol switch to the golden begodim for at the very end? He switched into the white begodim to take out the kaf and machta, the ktoris incense from the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then, what did he switch back into the golden begodim for? What was it that he still had to do? So according to our Gemara, he switched V'tomid shel bein ha'arbayim bevigdei zahav. He had to switch back because he still had to do the tomid, the regular offering, in the golden garments. And this is the way that Rashi learns, this is the way our Gemara presents it. The Rambam, however, based on the Yerushalmi, learns that the tomid shel bein ha'arbayim was done during the previous big day zahav. He then switched to Big Day Lavan to take out the Kafan Machta, which is not a significant act of service. It's not a carbon. He's just taking the incense pan out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And so, what did the Kohen Gadol switch back to the Big Day Zahav for? If he already brought the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim, what's he switching back to the Big Day Zahav for? And the answer is, for the Ktoris and the Menorah, which was done even later. The Ktoris of night and the Menorah of night was done in Big Day Zahav.
The Big Day Zahav was the Big Day Hayom, right?
The Big Day Zahav, golden garments, are the garments of the eight, that is the prestigious Kohen Gadol garments, as opposed to the garments of Yom Kippur, which were purely white and were only four garments. I mention this just to point out the enormous detail that we could read this, or we can really pay attention to the nuances where you start keeping track of what are these avodos and what is the order and what are they doing. Let's go to today's daf and you'll see, if you just pay attention to the words, there's enormous sophistication here. Today's daf, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph 33a, pagination 65, the end of the third line. Abaya Misadar Ma'arocha Mishmei de Gemara. Abaya organized the order of the service in the Beis HaMikdash based on the tradition, based on the way it was taught. Gemara. Va'aliba da Abba Shaul, but he was following the opinion of Abba Shaul. The minute you say, and I'm following the opinion of Abba Shaul, right? That's like saying, I follow the opinion of the Rambam. That means someone's arguing. Rashi argues. You're saying, so in this case, it's not Rishonim that are arguing. This is Tanoim that are arguing. What does Abba Shaul hold? So we'll see as we do this Braisa. Abba Shaul holds that the Neiros, the lights of the menorah, were all done before the Ktoris was done in the morning. The Rabbanon in a machlokes and daf yudalit amid beis, a few blad earlier, hold that the ktores is in between the neiros. The first they did five neiros and then they did two. Let's continue, but just keep in mind, this is, we're going to see that it's Abba Shaul. So how does this work? Ma'arocha gedola, the main fire, kodemes l'ma'arocha shnia shel ketores, came before the second fire of ketores. So first they would organize the logs or whatever wood was there into a neat fire, whatever was left as they started the service in the morning. And then they would go to the second fire that was also on the big Mizbeach, the one for Ketores, where they would take the fire to burn the Ketores on the inside Mizbeach, and they would organize that second fire as well. Ma'arocha shnia shel Ketores kodemes l'sidur shnei gizrei eitzim, and then they would bring two significant logs of wood, which we discussed, that a Yisrael is allowed to carry them, and they would put them on the main ma'arocha, on the primary fire, on what we call the first fire, the big fire. V'sidu shnei gizrei eitzim, kodem l'dishen mizbeach ha'panimi. And putting those logs on the fire came before the dishon, the taking the ash from the inner mizbeach. When did they do the ash from the big mizbeach, from the outer mizbeach? Early, it was still night when they did from the, that was the very beginning that we discussed in the beginning of the previous, right, in the beginning of the perek. Over here, they're doing the inner mizbeach. Now, keep in mind that in a moment, we're going to say that they're busy with the dam, with the blood, and with the evarim of the karban tamid. This statement from Abaye never bothered telling you when the Karban Tamid was actually shecht, and FYI, this is where it happened. It happened right before Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi. It happened after the two logs were put on, then they did the Shechita, and then they did the Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi. They did the Shechita of the Tamid as soon as the doors to the Kodesh were opened. And they didn't go in to fix up the inner Mizbeach until those doors were opened, because that's how they got in. So they opened those doors, they shecht the Karban Tamid, and then they did Dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi, taking ash from the inner Mizbeach. V'dishon Mizbeach HaPanimi kodem la'atavas chamesh neiros, and then they did the beautifying of the five neiros. On Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that everybody agrees that they split the fixing up of the menorah into two sections, and they should first do chamesh neiros, the maximum that they could do in one shot, because later the pasuk says be'tivo es haneiros yaktirena. When he organizes the lamps, then he should bring the ketores. So obviously, no matter how many you're going to do in the first shift, there have to still be neiros, plural, left for the second shift. So they did five. They did the maximum they could do, zriza makdimim l'mitzvahs, presumably, to be excited to do as many mitzvahs as you can. But they left two for later, because you have to have at least two to do it with the ketores. Now, just as an aside, a very beautiful thought. The pasuk clearly links the ketores to the menorah. It has to be done at the same time. What's the link, philosophically? So we know that the ketores atones and protects from lashon hara, from critique, unfair critique. The menorah represents kindling, doing good things. So we know, you can't have a person who does good and never makes a mistake, never does any bad. So linked to doing good is going to be the ketores to protect you from critique, because invariably, I mean, if a guy doesn't want to take initiative, so okay, no one's going to criticize him. But if you're going to take initiative, sometimes it's not going to rub everybody the right way. Might even make a mistake. But that's the menorah linked to the Ketores. A very beautiful thought. And doing the five neiros was before the dam. And the blood of the tamid, sprinkling it on the mizbeach, came before the two neiros that was done afterwards. And doing those two is kodem the ktoris, comes before the ktoris according to Abba Shaul. But according to the Rabbanon, the ktoris would be done before those two neiros. Abba Shaul is based on a pasuk, Beitivo es haneros yaktirena, when you organize, when you beautify the light lamps, that's when you should then go and bring the ktoris. But the Rabbanon hold that the pasuk is just read one straight beautiful reading. When you are doing the neiros, the ktoris will be burning. Again, both of them link the neiros to the ktoris. The question is, what's the exact order? Uktoris kodem le'ivarim, and then comes the limbs brought on the mizbeach, evarim le'mincha, the mincha that was brought together, u'mincha lachavitim, the special cake-like offering from the Kohen Gadol, v'chavitim le'nesachim, then comes the libations, the wine, u'nesachim le'musafim, if we're Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yantif, so then comes the musafim, u'musafim le'bazichin, and then on Shabbos, they would also have Bezichei Levona, which is linked to the Lechem Hapanim on the Shulchan. U'bazichin, and then after the Bezichin, and any other karbanos that they would bring that day, there's like, you know, dot, dot, dot over there, there's the whole, anything that's brought that day, then comes Tamit Shalbein Ha'abayim, then comes the karban of the evening. Okay, so this Brisa is brought in the karbanos that we have in the Siddur for every morning. But my point is that it's not the final read. There's a lot of detail over here. Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas in the Gemara, etc. What's unique is that at the end of karbanos, the section called Eizehu Mekomon Shal Zevachim, that section from Zevachim is universal. And on that section, there is no machlokas. Yashikoach, have a great evening.